weather like it is makes me want like Culver's or Taco Bell. I don't know. And yesterday I had a little Taco Bell. So I got to tell you guys the craziest story. So went to Taco Bell, drove through the drive-thru, and the lady comes on the thing and goes,
"All right, welcome to Taco Bell. Can I take your order, please? By the way, we are only serving tacos today."
Nothing else?
And I said, "Excuse me?" And she goes,
"Yes, just hard and soft shell tacos. Only two of us came to work today, and that's all we have is hard and soft shell tacos."
So I go, "Oh, okay. Well, then I ordered, 12 tacos."
I know. It's like four bites and it's already over.
So I pull around to the front, and it was a long line, too. But I pull around to the front, and I said, "Oh, man, only two of you guys today?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that." And she was like, "You're the first person to not yell at us today." Because I guess people get so upset. And I said, "So how did you decide like what you were going to serve?" And she said, "Well, we only served what they could easily be able to make because there's only two people there."
What?
Yeah, so it was just her and it was another guy that showed up to work.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't believe it.
Why?
Nothing at Taco Bell is hard to make. It's all the same ingredients right. Put together different ways.
Well, the problem
is either chips in a bowl or on a tortilla.
Well, but you know what though, Megan? Here's the thing. The problem is probably going into the back and getting all the stuff and doing it. But also then some of the stuff has to be heated and like you know how they do like the cheesy gordita crunches and all that stuff.
Oh, don't even say
you mean
that
the 15 seconds they put in a machine?
Yeah, but there's only two of them. There's one person working the drive-thru. There's one person doing all the cooking.
You know, I get it. Like, it's not fair to overwork people. Definitely, people are being exploited and overworked in this situation. But I would totally be like, "Make me a nachos bel grande. I will wait 20 minutes. I do not care.
I'll come behind the counter and assemble it."
Well, I have to tell you that. So, in the morning before work, a lot of times I will stop off at the Starbucks. And it has now come to a point where there's a Starbucks right down the street from the radio station. It's 12 in Orchard Lake. I used to go there all the time. It's not opening until 11 a.m. Yeah. right now. Which I don't understand why they open up at 11 a.m. because you think by 11 a.m. you've already had your coffee, but I guess not. The new one I go to is way over, 30 minutes from that one, but it's on the way for me for work, so I took a different route. And they were telling me that they closed down all the Starbucks in the malls because they don't have enough employees, so they're putting in all the mall store people, Starbucks people at some of the stores. And they're now like talking about the idea of closing some of the locations down, which cannot be good for business, obviously, for these guys for Starbucks, but they can't find people to work. Mm-hmm. In the Taco Bell, you're working at Taco Bell, you think, what is it? How much of a staff do you need to have to work at Taco Bell? Well, back in the day when you could go inside and eat, you needed what, 2 to 3 people to work the counter. You needed a couple, 3, 4 people to work in the kitchen. You had 2 people working drive through. Now it's like 2 people for the whole restaurant.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We tried to go, my sisters and I tried to go to Buki's in Royal Oak the other night for dinner. And the guy was like, "We're only doing carryout. We don't have enough people to wait on diners. So it's carryout only." And you just hear that over and over again.
And you also brought this up, I think it was off the air. I don't think you brought it up on the air, but off the air, restaurants are not opening on Mondays anymore because of a lot of
That was the night I was telling you. We drove around so many different places, and anytime someone suggested something, we finally got smart and called before we, drove that way. But a lot of restaurants are closed on Monday nights just to kind of help out with the lack of employee situation.
Texter here, it says, "I'm a restaurant manager and customers are confused why they can't sit in certain booths or tables. And we keep having to tell them that we're severely understaffed and our servers can only take so many tables."
I saw that debate just last weekend, and I'm like, just because there's an empty table does not mean you can get seated. If they only have 2 servers working the whole floor, they have to have they can't seat as many people.
They say that that people will throw a fit every time that happens because they don't want to wait 30 minutes for a table to open up. And then 419 says, "At a local Little Caesar, there's a note on the door that basically says, 'Look, just be happy these people showed up to work today.'" Somebody just texted it, moved down. "To make your pizza. Don't bitch at them or else they won't show up tomorrow. It's a very good point.
Yeah. I've said that on the air before. The world is short-staffed right now. These are the people that showed up, so don't yell at them.
It should be on every door. Mm-hmm. Every door of every place.
Well, sadly, we shouldn't need the sign, period, but people are a-holes. They're so entitled when they go out, and they're not empathetic to what's going on in situations.
616 says, Panera Bread in Grand Rapids is now only open from 8 till 5, Monday through Fridays.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
God, that's, yeah. When does it stop?
Well, it's tough to say because there's no one reason. You know, economists say there's a lot of things that played a part in this. There's concerns over the Delta variant. There's an uptick of people who just retired or looked for higher paying jobs in other sectors. There's the cost and access to childcare. There's a lot of different factors. You know, people that became unemployed during the pandemic used that time to think about where they would want to take their next job. And they started researching and looking into other, you know, they didn't want to go back to the same food service industry or whatever they were in before.
So are there people that, are there legit, besides the retiring though, because you always hear the story about people were getting unemployment money. Mm-hmm. Are there people you think that aren't just working anymore? Saying, no, I'm not working anymore. Yeah. How are they paying their bills?
I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Are they just, did they start living
on
less?
And actually, what with your time?
Yeah. Well, I didn't even think about time.
Had kids at home and they would go to work and put their kid in childcare. Mm-hmm. And then they finally did the math and realized it was a wash. Like they could just stay home with their kid and have the same amount of money.
And I understand that situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a crazy time right now. And
yeah.
And I'm not saying it's a crazy time because I can only get a taco. I'm saying it's a crazy time because I can only imagine that it's not going to be much longer before you'll see empty businesses and empty buildings and all the rest of that happening.
But also think of all the people my age who were maybe away from home living in a city and then they lost their jobs for a year and had to move back home. Like a lot of people just don't live where they used to work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder, do you think this is going to change people's thoughts of going to college and stuff like that anymore? Because I sit there and I still think about this. With Luke's my last one. He's 16 years old. And I keep thinking to myself, whenever I hear about going to college and how expensive it is and go to college and all that, and I look at his brothers who spent a lot of money on college, and Joe, in his case, he didn't even use his college. Like, he didn't need his college to be on the air here. And I keep wondering, is the world going to rethink what we thought in the 90s and 2000s?
I hope so.
Where we sit there and say, you have to be educated in order to be successful, because that's not necessarily always the case, you know, that you have to be educated in order to be successful. There's, you know, people that work in HVAC or plumbing or whatever that are making more money than any of us.
I was just going to say, I was raised in a community where I will be very open and honest when they don't want to acknowledge that this is how they raised us, to look down on the trades. And I think that was the biggest disservice my community did to me, because I look at my friends who went to the trades and they are in a much better place in their career financially with their families than I can even achieve to be or dream to be at this point.
And no debt.
Yeah, in the business, that's what I was going to say. The business model behind it is you get in, you know, not knowing anything. You just want to do it. And then they literally teach you on the job.
Right.
Or they send you off to schools and pay for it. And then you learn even more on the job. That's how everything should be done.
A lot of businesses, pay for your schooling. What's going on, Steve, the pizzeria man? I love when people call it a pizzeria. That's when you know it's a good, authentic Italian pie.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on?
All right. We just opened up in Warren. It's called PD's Pizzeria. Having to find employees has been unbelievable. But I think what people need to start trying to do is find the next generation. So right now, I think the 20 to 30-year-olds, they're done. They're not working at jobs 15, 20, 25 years anymore. You got to start off with the next generation.
So they're talking about getting like 14-year-olds to work for you? Are they working?
No. Anybody from like 15 with a permit to 20 right now is young, eager, and willing to work and learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know a lot of businesses are doing that, where they're hiring much younger than before. It used to be you had to be, 16 to get a job. And now there are kids that are as young as, believe it or not, 13 years old that are getting jobs at businesses.
All right, put it to you this way. I got a kid that comes in after school. He comes in for about 6 hours. His name's Mikey. He's 15 years old. I swear this kid can hang with the best of them now.
Well, that's awesome. And what's the name of the pizza place again so people can frequent it?
Petey's Pizzeria in Warren. And we got great reviews, great pies.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
And he calls them pies.
What's going on, Dawn?
Good.
That's when you know they're good.
Hi. I'm calling from Traverse City. And this week, the JCPenney just switched their hours from being open all day. Sundays, they're now open 12 to 5, and the rest of the week, 11 to 5.
Wow.
And they've got a food court in there where Taco Bell was, it's closed because they don't have enough workers.
Yeah. So if you're somebody that works, you got to go on your lunch hour to go shopping for any kind of clothes you need because they're not going to be open after work.
Right. And like the Sam's Club up here, it's a lot of elderly that are now working in there.
Yeah. So does it take a long time to get your stuff done? I'm joking.
But they do. They have a lot of older workers. The Culver's up here has older workers in there.
By the time you get your concrete shake, it's melted in Traverse City.
It still tastes good.
It's a beautiful place, though. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
That's true, though. Yeah.
You tell them the six mix-ins you want, and then they show you pictures of their six grandchildren.
Jordan, what's up?
Hey, so I was actually out with a friend last night having dinner, and the conversation about college came up. And this girl, I feel so bad for her. She has a master's degree. She went to school for, like, 9 years, and she's making about, I think she said, like, 40 grand.
Wow.
Or less.
She's got a lot of schooling. She's probably paying off a lot of debt.
Yeah. And the thing that frustrates her so much is there's McDonald's around here that are, people are getting paid almost $20 an hour.
Dude, McDonald's is now offering paid vacations, and as well as, like you said, the hourly wages up, and 401k. You get 401k.
Yeah.
And some of these, like the retail stores, the discounts they're offering.
Yeah.
Like I saw one, I was walking the other day, and they were offering new employees a discount of 60% off all of their merchandise. And you only had to work a 4-hour shift a week.
Oh my
they
God.
They just need bodies.
I want a part-time job.
The discounts are nice, and there's other perks. You might get free coffee somewhere, but it doesn't match Benny's, you know, when you get sick and you actually need health care.
Right.
You don't have that because that's what they're not offering at these
businesses. But here's the thing with that is that a lot of these businesses, when they have to do this, are going to have to raise their prices. So we're going to have to understand that we're going to be paying a lot more.
But
that's why when you go to, have you gone to Chipotle and gotten a burrito lately? A burrito at Chipotle now is double digits. It's like $11 or $12 now for a burrito.
But I don't necessarily know if that's true, because if you look at franchises, like worldwide franchises like McDonald's, they offer their employees better benefits, paid vacations, higher maternity leaves, paid maternity leaves, and their prices are not more expensive
than ours. McDonald's prices had just gone up.
And the inflation has not matched the cost of living. Like the cost of living has skyrocketed and pay has not gone up.
But here's the thing, though. When pay goes up, we will pay. People are going to have to pay.
But right now, we're just having people live in extreme poverty because it hasn't gone up.
Well, I think that what's ended up happening is I think that that there's got to be, you know, a little give and take in other places to make up for it. But I also think that people need to understand that there's somebody that actually does own that business. And that person that owns that business, everybody thinks is like so rich. They think Ronald McDonald is running around. Those guys are at one point were rich. I don't think that they're like what it used to be. I really don't. I don't think that the people
you met my brother-in-law the other day making your
Jersey sub. Mike. Yeah.
He that's not normally what he does.
Yeah.
He was like, they need bodies in there helping. He was not above doing that by any means.
And I think you would say to him that he would pay his employees $100 an hour if he could. The problem though is he still doesn't have the customers to make to give them $100 an hour. But I think that in the long run there's got to be something, and I don't know what the politicians and stuff are going to do to try to make it up. Because I think that there's going to come a point where it's like, all right, where do we get back to 2019? Because I don't think that we're going to get back to that for a long time.